The volunteers do everything from fixing patios to clearing out tree branches to mulching garden beds. Then they put up Christmas decorations. Today, they're working at the Sprawl family's house.
Did you see Santa? Did you see him?
Angela Sprawl and her husband are both in the military, but he is disabled. It means a lot to her to have the volunteers helping her family.
It's really nice to be able to do something fun for them and have the help. You know, otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Her husband, Wes, is suffering from a painful genetic spinal cord disorder.
I think it's unbelievable that people are so passionate in helping other people out.
Volunteer Mary Tebow, whose son is in the military, came to support the Sprawls.
It's exciting to see that a family will have such joy for the holiday season.
Jeff Jones, founder of Decorate a Vet, says that's the spirit of his organization. Jones is not a veteran, but his father and grandfather were in the military, and he wanted to honor their memory.
I think it's important to clean the outside of the homes and decorate for Christmas because, you know, this is the time of year where people are trying to give back, and it's also happens to correspond with the time of the year where the houses are starting to look a little sloppy with leaf debris.
Wayne Parks and a group of colleagues from his work are clearing out overgrown trees at the home of a woman with three small children whose husband is serving overseas.
They need all the help they can get, especially when, you know, our servicemen are far away and can't help out their families back at home. This is just our way of giving back a little bit, best we can.
Sadly, one World War II veteran did not live to see his home spruced up because he had passed away 3 weeks earlier. His widow, Carol Keister, was amazed at all the work the volunteers had done at her home. She says the decorations lifted her spirits.
I've always loved Christmas and Christmas decorations and all, so, you know, it's cheered me up, definitely.
9-year-old Megan Clancy was glad she could help do that.
I think it's about just helping people and making them feel at home.
Volunteer Donald Austin says all the work is worth it.
To see the smile on their face when it's done, the happiness in their eyes of what we have done to their homes, it's just great.
Decorate a Vet is the only program of its kind helping veterans in the United States. But Jones says he would like to see his idea spread across the country and to help veterans of other nations as well. Deborah Block, VOA News, Falls Church, Virginia.